Hi there. Peace, Christine. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. Oh, I'm so glad to be on here with you, Christine, and do a girlfriend's chat with you. They've been okay?
Yep, everything's A-okay.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. With girlfriends, this is our girlfriend's chat, and we have Christine Waters on here, and she was wow, we just did her interview. She was episode number 90. She hit our 90 mark for us, and very good episode. So you all need to go back and look at that. But this girlfriend's chat is where we just dig in deeper on a specific subject that we spoke on in our interview. So Christine, so yeah, it was a good interview. I took lots of notes. The one thing that really stood out at me that I would love to dig deeper in, while it may seem like pretty simple, it is foreign to any of us. It's something that I don't do. I've never done this, but or maybe I've done it casually. But the subject on, you mentioned how you all have family meetings at the end of your homeschooling year.
Yes, we do. We actually have a family meeting every quarter, kind of like we hold it as accountability, but at the end of the year is where we discuss, how things went, what we maybe want to continue with, what we want to do away with, and also what we're going to do the following year.
Wow. That is impressive. I mean, that is very, very ambitious and impressive. So just to remind you all, Christine is, or let you know if you don't know this, Christine is homeschooling a 14, 11, 3-year-old and a baby 2-month-old. I mean, maybe not homeschooling, but those are her the ages of her children. So when you have these quarterly meetings, let me stop back. What caused you all to consider even doing this? What caused that thought process?
Well, I wanted to find a way for the girls to be involved in their, in the decisions when it comes to what they're learning, because we have a sort of an intrinsic learning model. I want everything to basically more so their ideas rather than mine, and I'm just a facilitator. And the only way that I was going to be able to do that was to, basically treat it kind of like, as if they were my clients. And how would I, discuss with my clients what I wanted to do or what they wanted to do? And the only thing that I could think of was a meeting. So it just kind of evolved from there. Now, over the years, it's gotten a lot more specific. Before it was like super general because, we were just kind of feeling our way through it. But now it's very specific. Like, we talk about our goals in 4 different areas. So we have like, what do we want to do educationally? How do we want to develop ourselves personally? How would we like to further develop our talents? And how do we want to grow spiritually? So we include all of that in the meeting by talking about, our goals, what we're going to, specific goals, like what we're going to do the following year.
Okay. And how long have you all been doing this in your homeschool?
So we've been doing this for about 5 years now, because 5 years is that's the mark in which I figured out that, we were going to have to do some, creative learning, basically. Like my girls, especially my oldest, don't take to the traditional model well. So, after fighting, wanting to do it the traditional way, each year we've kind of broke it down and broke it down further. And then 5 years ago, it was like, okay, we have to figure out a better way to do this, come together. So that's when we decided to do the meeting. So about 5 years.
Wow, that's impressive. So I don't know if the girlfriends are curious, but I am definitely curious. So I will ask the question. So, 5 years ago, your oldest was 9. So at 9 years old, was really, really her voice what she decided and was interested in and wanted to see done? Did it really have weight in the decision process?
It did. And I had to figure out a way to tailor everything to that. So, for example, at that time, she was heavy into cooking. She wanted to learn how to cook. Her ideas was that she wanted to be a chef someday. And I think on some level she still may want to be, although musical theater has eclipsed that at this point. So I had to figure out how I could tie in everything else to around her goal of wanting to become a proficient chef. And I figured there's nothing saying that you can't learn history through the eyes of, food. That's actually like one of the best ways to learn about a culture and and about their history is through their food and how they ate. So I, kind of just tailored everything to that. There's lots of math involved in cooking. There's lots of history involved in cooking. There's lots of, social studies and etiquette that could go with those things. So I just had to figure out how to do it in a way to keep her motivated in that.
Right. Wow. I'm so impressed. And that is so, again, it's like, wow, my eyes are open. Like, wow, that's a great idea. I mean, that's a great idea. Wow. Why haven't I thought about that? That is excellent. I'm in a unique situation in that, we have eight children, but our four older ones we birthed, and our younger four we adopted. And so I'm starting all over again with homeschooling. And so now I get to see, I don't know. I just get to start over again, with new lenses, new ideas, new creative ways of doing it. And so this is a great way. And you know what? You're absolutely right. If they give the insight to whatever it is they want to do, you can pull all of the quote unquote subjects, main subjects, out within that one, that specific thing that they're interested in. That is very impressive. How about your, go ahead.
Are you still
Yes, I'm
there?
here.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your
No,
question.
I was just going to ask your 11-year-old the same thing. Her thought process flows well as far as what she's interested in doing.
So my 11-year-old has always, and I think always will, want to be a dancer. That is what she wants to do. So I think maybe 2 years ago she expressed. No, I'm sorry. 3 years ago, she expressed that she wanted to be a doctor. She read a book about a doctor and she said, you know what? I think I want to be a doctor. And it made sense because she was always heavily into science and math. But dancing is really her thing. So we figure out a way to make it, to make it work. Think about all of the history involved in dance alone. Every culture has a dance. Every through civil throughout civilization, it's kind of a no-brainer. But when she decided that, she wanted to be a doctor, that for me was like, oh. I had to kind of pump the brakes because we were used to doing things kind of organically, but with someone who wants to do something as become a doctor, things had to change. So, we added a whole lot more. I don't want to say book work, but we added a whole lot more. Yeah, I guess for lack of a better term, bookwork for her. And she's okay with that. So I think what the meetings have taught me was that, it's okay to be flexible and to do what's best for each child. Each
That
child isn't
is
going to
so
learn the same.
cool and just a great eye opener and a great way to incorporate their interests, because I remember that in your interview you said that listen to, give attention to them, because if they invest in their learning, you're going to keep them interested. And so this is like the best way to do that, hear what they have to say.
If they decide they're responsible for their, I think if we put education in terms of, the teacher or the parent in the case of homeschooling, if we put it in terms of them being in charge, then we're also in charge of the success and the failure. So they don't get to learn, what success and failure is in the entire process. So if they get to decide from the beginning, they are heavily invested. If they fail, then you can talk about what you have to do, to do better. And that carries them, those kinds of lessons carry them through later on, because you're not always going to succeed, and you're going to have to learn how to come back through failure. But if education is solely on the teacher, then the failure
That's
is on
right.
my part
That's
and not
right.
theirs, and
Very
they don't
good
learn
stuff,
that
you all.
lesson.
Listen, you all go and listen to episode 90 and just give ear to all that, Christine had to say. I mean, it was very, very informative, even in this little bit, this little spot of digging deeper and what she shared. Again, just nuggets, 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 nuggets. So, Christine, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. I'm going to implement this into my homeschool. And the track in my brain, I think, four kids, and I have to figure out what each of them want to, well, five, what each one wants to do. So it may be a little work on one side, but it's going to be their investment. You say if your children are self-motivated and have a vested interest in self-education, then the learning is second nature. So I'm going to give this a try. And thank you for sharing the nuggets. I appreciate it.
No problem. I will say this though, it is going to be more work in the beginning to get everybody used to the model. But once everybody realizes that, it's about them in particular, it's about them specifically, then it
Gotcha.
gets a little
Okay. All
easier
right. I'm going to keep that in
as you
mind.
keep going.
Girlfriends, you all keep that in mind as well. And thank you for joining in on Girlfriends Chat with Christine. This is again where we get on the phone and we just chat on some specific subject matter. So you all be sure to share this with your other girlfriends and go over onto Facebook and YouTube and find Girlfriends' Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry. And be sure to like, follow and subscribe to those platforms, and then jump over to Educating Our Own Now on Facebook and follow that page as well. I like that page and on YouTube. Okay, so you all, thank you all for joining in on our conversation. Me and Christine, our little chat while she's in the car, and so thank you, Christine. We'll be in touch. I appreciate your nuggets again. You're welcome. Take care. Bye,
No, thank you
girlfriends.
for having me.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.